I refer to hymn number 115, and we'll sing three verses before the gospel reading and two afterwards. Hymn 115.
Listen to the good news proclaimed in the Gospel according to St. Mark. Mark chapter 1, beginning to read from verse 29. Glory to Christ, our Savior. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought all to him who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for this is what I came to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ our Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning once again to all attending our first in-service Eucharist of the year 2021. Today also marks the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And with the season of Lent approaching in just 10 days' time, we anticipate the 40 days and 40 nights where we remember and celebrate Christ's death on the cross and his rising in glory for the sake of all mankind. Education Sunday is also celebrated today, and while the church and the state remain two separate entities, we continue to pray for the lecturers, teachers, and students of every educational institution in Southern Africa. Our current pandemic not only forces us to look at our own spiritual lives and our own institutions, but it also gives us the opportunity to fully grasp the understanding that we have to come up with new and innovative ways to keep moving forward. Today's gospel passage enlightens us once again with the knowledge that Jesus Christ was truly a formidable teacher and healer. And as with most of the gospel stories, his ministry is focused solely on the transformation of people's lives in all aspects. Our text this morning tells the story of Jesus entering the house of his newfound disciples, Simon and his brother Andrew. And the text reveals that Simon's mother-in-law was quite ill. She was in bed with a fever. And those who were in the house alerted him immediately. And as soon as he took her by the hand and lifted her up, the fever left her and she had the opportunity to wait on them. By evening or sunset, they, and we don't know who they were, but they brought many others to the house of Simon and Andrew to be transformed by the miraculous works of Jesus. The text articulates that the whole city had come to this specific house. Jesus had healed many and cast out many demons, and because his identity could not be made public yet, he did not permit the demons to speak because they knew exactly who he was. By morning, while it was still dark, suggesting that this was very early, Jesus found a deserted place to pray. Simon and the others, realizing that Jesus was not with them, had hunted him down, and when they found him, said, "Everyone is searching for you." And while we would think that Jesus would return to the house where everyone would be waiting, he responded and said, "Let us go to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." He left that place and went throughout the region of Galilee to proclaim the message of God, to cast out many demons. The story of the healing of Simon's mother-in-law and the healing of many others at Simon's house, with the whole city coming to this specific household, has no stops in between. And what I mean by this is that there is movement throughout the whole night, up until the morning, continuing for that same day. And we notice that Jesus and his companions had arrived at the house of Simon and Andrew, and as soon as Jesus had learned that Simon's mother-in-law was ill, he took her by the hand and she became well to the point where she could wait on them, serve them, assist them. And it seems that there was only a small pause in which Jesus could take a breather, because at sunset, the whole city had flocked to this household where Jesus would heal many others. Now, the text does not say that he could rest his head or take a break. And if the whole city was there, then he may have ministered throughout the whole night. The text says that as morning was approaching, he got up, found a deserted place and prayed. And when Simon and his companions had found him to assist in healing more people that had come, he simply replied, "Let us go to the neighboring towns for that is what I came to do. Throughout our lives as Christians, we come to understand many things about our faith and our life in Jesus Christ. We accept him as our personal savior because we would like to spend eternity with him when we pass on from this life to the next. We attend church because it is the right thing to do, and we dedicate ourselves to the ministry of God because we feel in our hearts it is important to give back in some or other way. But throughout our Christian calling, at times we do become stagnant. And if we look at the state of affairs of the world, in our country, and even in our communities, we can see that Christians have become stagnant. There is no movement in our Christian state of affairs, and this has become apparent in the way we go about our everyday lives. Our Christian calling is not supposed to be only a Sunday event, perhaps a Lenten course, or something that we refer to when we want to justify our acts in the broader community. Our Christian calling is one of movement, and we cannot afford to be stagnant. The first example of this movement is that of Simon's mother-in-law. The text says that she was bedridden, but when Jesus had held her hand, she became well. The fever left her, and she took the opportunity to wait on them. There was movement. How many times have we had the opportunity to feel the touch of Jesus, be healed, and sometimes just left it at that? Have we been moving around, serving others? The last example, although not the only one in the story, is that of Jesus. Jesus had probably been helping people throughout the night. And although he could only find a few minutes to say a short prayer at daybreak, he moved to the neighboring towns because others too needed his ministry, and his newfound companions had followed him. Like Simon and Andrew, James and John, we too became companions of Jesus when we decided to follow him. But how many times have we neglected to move when God has said, "Your time is up here. It's time to take you to the next phase of your spiritual life." Luckily for us, God remains a just and merciful God. And when we have become stagnant in our own Christian calling as disciples of Jesus, we are constantly reminded we must move out of our comfort zones and strongholds in order to assist others on their earthly journey. When we remain stagnant in our spiritual lives, our prayers and our efforts become mediocre at times. Perhaps we cannot move around anymore like we used to, but perhaps we could get up before sunset and pray for the dire conditions of this world. Perhaps we don't have the time to do with our resources what we would want for the kingdom of God. But perhaps we know of people who can put those resources to good use. Perhaps we cannot move to the neighboring provinces to proclaim the message of Christ crucified, but perhaps we can be a living testimony here in our own community. May we experience the movement of Christ in our lives this day and always, and may we keep moving forward, becoming agents of light in this ever-changing world. God bless. Amen.